The bill would raise $800 million over 8 years in new revenue by increasing the state's gas tax by 12 cents over 3 years and tacking on $5 to vehicle registration fees. Representative David Campbell, the bill's primary sponsor, argues that New Hampshire's transportation infrastructure is in a state of crisis.
We are not approaching the infrastructure cliff. We are over it. It's a question of whether we get back on firm ground or we free fall into an abyss of terrible roads, highways, and an expensive bill that no one can afford to pay.
The bill's revenue would go towards completing the widening of I-93, repairing so-called red-listed bridges around the state, and establishing a protected fund that would only be used to maintain the state's roads and bridges. Critics, many from the trucking industry, strongly oppose the bill, arguing that the state is unfairly passing costs on to small businesses. Lawmakers are also considering using proceeds from casino licensing to help maintain bridges and roads. For NHPR News, I'm Jonathan Lynch in Concord.